show at the Princess for a year, a 12-month membership to Urban Climb, a summer swag pack from Crumpler, which includes a limited edition and special made in Melbourne bag. Head to 4zzz.org.au and subscribe.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah and Chloe with your 8am Zlines. The First Nations group, the YMAC, has appealed to stop the planned construction of the main Olympic Stadium at Victoria Park. Victoria Park is one of the CBD's most significant Indigenous sites. The YMAC lodged an application for the permanent legal protection of the park under Section 10 of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Heritage Protection Act. Current plans include budgeting $3.8 billion to construct a 63,000-seat stadium at the park. This stadium would host the opening and closing ceremonies in 2032, as well as athletic events. Pro-Palestine protesters are making plans to follow in Sydney's wake and shut down the Story Bridge for a proposed march later this August. This plan was inspired by the 90,000 protesters marching across the Sydney Harbour Bridge 1 week ago. 70,000 are anticipated to participate, however, this number could grow significantly as only 10,000 were predicted to attend Sydney's protest. A request has been lodged to the Queensland Police to hold the protest, who have confirmed they are assessing the request for the march. Many wonder whether David Crisafulli will react similarly to the New South Wales Premier and attempt to prevent the march from taking place. In national news, an isolated school in Bowman in the Northern Territory's central Arnhem Land is recording and producing traditional stories into songs. All students take part in singing, playing instruments, and acting scenes in music videos. Using two Indigenous languages of the region, Dalabon and Rembanga, the work is passing on stories and providing a bridge in language between kids and their elders. Musician and producer Steve Lane, who has been working with the school, said he has seen the kids grow in confidence. Many of the kids at the school have family members who are Dalabon or Rembanga speakers who are keen for the next generation to learn more of their traditional languages.
A plan to open 39,000 hectares of Tasmanian woodlands to logging has been scrapped by the Liberal state government, citing community concerns. The plan had been part of an election promise to give certainty to logging contractors and sawmillers, and was set to allow for logging on land that had been earmarked as a future potential protection forest, just outside Launceston. The move comes after the Tasmanian Liberals have managed to form a minority government in last month's state election, with their political opponents calling the timing into question. Leader of Tasmanian Labour, Dean Winter, described the move as the mother of all backflips, saying, "You have got to question the cynicism. This is a Liberal government who is desperate to cling onto power, desperate to get the votes of the crossbench." In international news, during a rare press conference, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu initiated his plans to take control of Gaza City, were the best way to end the war quickly. Despite its widespread condemnation, it will make the humanitarian crisis. Yesterday, the UN Security Council held an emergency meeting in Palestine, where delegates heard concerns that the expanded fighting would lead to another calamity. Netanyahu again rejected the accusations Israel had a starvation policy across the Strip, but did concede there was a problem of deprivation of food in Gaza. He blamed Hamas, despite the overwhelming majority of evidence suggesting aid restrictions have led to the dire situation. For your weather today, Brisbane is a little cool, but the sun will warm things up. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.